K-State Nation, let's go ahead and bring them brooms back out here on the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, final day of March. Wow, March 31st on a Monday, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the episode. Folks, it'll go out around lunchtime. So right off the bat, you'll get this right away. For you here on this Monday, might sneak in another one. We'll see. I'm gonna try different before we get to this postcast. You have the sweep for K-State baseball over Texas Tech in walk-off fashion yesterday. I might be trying a new different format out this week here. So we'll see. But yeah, you still get obviously every day, and we'll rewind back to tennis. See how far they were. We will talk more about women's basketball here. The past season, obviously, the last 4 or 5 years of which has been a great class. Obviously, Ayoka Lee heads that class. Obviously, we'll take a look back at that and obviously set the stage for women's basketball for the future because they laid in a top 50 recruit, a transfer from the transfer portal. I believe, if I saw that right on Instagram yesterday, somewhere in there. So, already, laying the foundation already. So Ayoka Lee and that crew, Serena Sundell, laying the foundation off of a historic run there. There's that, obviously, transfer portal on men's basketball. We'll see what happens there. If I hear anything else from there, women's soccer having some success. That's what we want to see there as well under Colin Corbin, the new head coach there. It's spring ball, but still have seen the girls, or at least the pictures anyways, looking like the girls have some good time right now as well. So we love seeing that. We love seeing walk-offs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Coming from behind, K-State baseball stays undefeated in the 2025 season at home against Texas Tech, and on top of that, put the sweep on them, 5-4, down by 1, in the bottom of the ninth inning there, my guy comes through, and puts K-State right there for the sweep. Shantira with a game-winning hit, walk-off hit there, two-run walk-off single there, something to smile about, other than Braves baseball, because they stink right now. that's a whole other conversation right now. The Braves, that's rough. That's rough. And I have no worries right now, but that's ugly what I'm seeing. But on the flip side of the coin, K-State baseball continues to thrive right now. Pete Hughes, after the thriller over Texas Tech there, quote, "I love seeing our kids play at a high level in pressure situation," goes on to say here, quote, "The greatest thing a coach can do is watch that. It means they're prepared. They have confidence in the preparation, and they have a strong foundation." What did I just say? So that's awesome. End quote there as well. So that's the word I've been getting at. That's actually one of the words I've been getting at. You can make that two words now. One, I've been hearing that a lot, and that goes back to Serena Sundell in that whole tournament. Confidence. Confidence, confidence, confidence. And that's kind of been drilled into me now. I got to have the confidence, go out here, run, put all this work. I have basically less than a month away from my marathon, right? Local, which I've been pretty excited about now for a while. I'm ready to get this thing rolling. But anyways, Serena Sundell talked about confidence. And I just read what Pete Hughes is saying. Confidence. This team, I think for the word go, I said confidence this entire time. They have really put a focus here. We'll be back after this timeout here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Welcome back to another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. K-State 5, Texas Tech 4, and a sweep of Texas Tech. Eddie Greer here, back for the postcast edition here as well. Sorry about that. Hey, so looks like now, obviously, stat coming out here, Kansas State has won their first three Big 12 series.
And could have swept Baylor. That's the frustrating thing about that there as well. Because the Cats now go to 19-8 on the season and 8-1 in the Big 12, sitting on top of the Big 12 standings. Texas Tech leads Manhattan at an abysmal 8-16, 4-5 in Big 12 play. Yeah, as well, let's take a look at the box score here, folks. Inside the box score here on the Purple Parchment Podcast here. Tech struck first in the first inning. Tech set the tone 2-3 games of the series, but end up on a losing end in all of them. There as well, it was 3-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning, and that's where you find K-State scoring their first two runs of the whole ball game. And Tech tacked on one in the seventh inning, and then the thriller. K-State 3 in the bottom of the ninth inning to win it. K-State 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. You got to give Tech staff, whoever, let me go who started the game for Texas Tech here. I'll switch it here. Zane Petty went 5 1/3 for Tech there. Strong 5 1/3 there. Then Trent Parrish and then Zach Crotchfeldt, they got to them. K-State's bats got to Crotchfeldt there. And all the runs, 4 of those runs, got charged to Trenton Parrish there as they couldn't close it out. But anyways, here to finish the line on Tech, 4 runs, 12 hits, no errors there. J.J. Slack getting his first win of the season. Goes to 1-2. Trenton Parrish leaves 0-4 for Trenton Parrish in 2025. There as well for K-State. League of Sheffield did not last long in this game. So Pete Hughes with that, you had to Pete Hughes loves to use that quick trigger. He had to pull it here. League of Sheffield, only 2 2/3. Uncharacteristic Sheffield outing here. 5 hits, 3 runs. All those were earned. Walked 2 and only struck out 2 batters in this one there. But the bullpen picked up the slack there. Ty Rule, pitching some critical innings here. He went 3 1/3. Taswell Butler pitched an inning. Dante Lewis came on at one point. Wasn't credit for anything. And J.J. Slack, 2 innings pitched. No runs, no hits, a walk, and 5 strikeouts there. J.J. Slack shutting down the Red Raiders lineup and giving the Wildcats a chance to win it. And this is, I think this is the third time they've won this year in walk-off fashion there as well as the Pearl Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports Tech. K-State coming back in come-from-behind fashion, walk it off in the bottom of the ninth, then come-from-behind victory, 5-4, and bring out those brooms out, another sweep of a Big 12 opponent. Eddie Greer, Pearl Parcher Podcast here. Let me go with me now, flip this other side of the coin to the offense, right? Shantier, the hero of this game. That hit was the game winner. 1-3. 1-3 in the game. D. Kennedy, as I said, I know P. Hughes likes to mix up the play bingo card or play scramble with the lineup most of the time. I think you need to keep Kennedy and Shantiro 1-2. I think that gives you your best chance. Obviously, D. Kennedy knows how to get on base. Shantiro can hit. Maxis Martin, another over in this game. Over 4 in the ball game there. Keegan O'Connor, another multi-hit game of Keegan. 2-4 in this ball game there as well. And, of course, Barry Matilak added a hit in this game. Keegan O'Connor went deep yet again for K-State. I believe he's hit multi-homers in this series. I got to go back and double-check that there as well. And speaking of which, let me see that real quick for a minute. Yeah, K-State now 11, and I've mentioned this on a lot of these postcasts this year. K-State 11 straight games that have went deep against an opponent. K-State also, and I said this during the week on one of the shows, I believe it was the weekend preview, that I said this, that K-State, look, they've had success against Tech at Toyton. And K-State, after this series sweep, 24-18 at Toyton against Texas Tech and under Pete Hughes, now over 500. I thought it was a little bit better record there. 10-9 against Texas Tech. And Keegan O'Connor, 19-game on-base streak. Keegan O'Connor, 19 games on base after the series sweep. So there's that as well. AJ Ivavosko is right behind O'Connor in that department. 18 straight games. So there it is right there for you as well. So K-State doing what they need to do there to keep alive. And next, they carry this all this momentum. They got to go down to Wichita Wednesday for the little brother matchup. Wichita State, 10-17 this year. So K-State has all this momentum right now. Got to take care of business against little brother. Wichita State, we all know, has given these rivalry games are no joke. But again, Wichita State, the record says it all right there. But again, we learned a lesson with Omaha, so we'll see what happens there. Wichita State, 6 o'clock. Then, of course, let me see here. Conference play. They're going to be on the road this week. Just double-checking this there. So, Wichita State, Wednesday, and then Oklahoma State. Got to go travel to Stillwater to play the inconsistent Cowboys. Cowboys are usually pretty good last several years. So far in here, 2025, they're not. Only one conference win. 1-6 with a 12-13 overall record. So, a major opportunity for K-State to do even more damage here this week. So, the opportunity is there. We'll see what happens. But a thriller yesterday in Manhattan, Kansas there. Shantiro with a walk-off in the ninth inning to cap off the sweep over Texas Tech. 5-4. And Kansas State, 8-1 in Big 12 play, 19-8 overall. And more importantly, how about the Cats undefeated at Twin Family Stadium so far this season? The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free to be able daily. When I have a chance to record K-State content. Yes, if you're a new listener to the podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, sir, daily, including the weekends. Y'all will be notified about that. The second thing, go ahead and subscribe to our other channel over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app first. And Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. For that, myself and Alex Aiden, and finally, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on another winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Kansas State 5, Texas Tech 4. Alex and Eddie Greer, the Purple Project Podcast, continues into the month of April. Go Cats.